100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I can't tell if there are fleas on my ankles or it's just my bad suit. No, you don't have bad circulation, you have poor circulation. Anyway, the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week was package. And we got some stories in. I'm not going to say a lot because there were weeks and years where there were 10, 15, 20 people, and now it's a stalwart few. Am I complaining? No. Am I worried? No. It's completely up to you whether you want to be a part of it. There are billions of people in this world. What? Huh? Well, what podcast? Oh, I don't know. But I've been doing this for a while, and after a while, just, I don't know. Maybe it's time to find a new hobby. Got a house to fix up, and yard, and gardens, and I haven't got a roller cart. I assembled a roller cart. I put a TV with Wi-Fi. It's out on the catio that I can sit out in a comfy chair and watch. It turns out that it's not really the comfy chairs that were hurting me. It was the chamomile tea that my muscles were reacting to, and maybe the way I sit. I don't know. It's all bull crap. I'm getting old, I'm dying, and just things hurt. And everyone will say, oh, it's all your fault because of this, and this, and this, and this, and this. Here's a bill, here's a that. Here's some marketing for a bill that will bill your insurance company, and just whatever. Everything's a crock. Anyway, enough of my complaining. You've heard enough of it. And I'll probably end up complaining more when I'm living in a nice place, in a nice town, and I can walk places, and I'm still fat. And whatever. If you haven't hit stop by now, let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll ramble some more at the end.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and I have a broken tooth, so I might sound a little bit funny because it's biting against my tongue. Anyway, this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 959 with the prompt of package. So here's my story. Bilbert got out of bed, helped Sabrina up, and dragged her downstairs. In the family room, he cleared some pillows, blankets, and an unopened Amazon package off the couch. He pointed, "You can sit here." When she did, he sat next to her, pushed a button, and raised their feet. "Now you can hold my hand if you want, and there won't be any accidents." "Accidents?" she asked, taking his hand and cuddling up to him, one of her squishy bits pressing against his ribs. Bilbert froze. He thought Sabrina was only going to hold his hand. What would Linoleum Amanda think? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I offer a range of services, from the basic catch and dispatch, right through to my executive gold package. I know you might be tempted to take the cheaper options, but trust me, gold is definitely the way to go. It's fully inclusive, the initial execution of the subject, disposal of the body, and cleanup of the scene. Nothing to worry about, no loose ends left for you to tie up, and complete peace of mind. Not forgetting the optional extras, but we can discuss those once you've paid your deposit. Half in cash, up front. The balance, on completion.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. What do? I fight demons. Whose? Mine and hers. Why? Because her demons feed off of mine. Her demons eat me alive and become stronger. Silence. When did this start? Since the beginning. But I only noticed it a few years ago. I didn't know I had demons. I didn't know she had demons. I certainly didn't know I would have to fight. Silence. Is that from a film? No. Because I sent you a package with a bunch of films. It's not from a film. Have you been sleeping? No. Silence. Are you winning the fight? No. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. I've been reading your stories, guys. They're great, great stories. Hang in there. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. It's Richard. Here's my story. It's called On Its Way. It's on its way, apparently. The tracker said my package would arrive by Wednesday. That was 2 days ago, and still no delivery. Now the website says it'll arrive today, between 10:42 a.m. and 10:42 p.m. Great. That's only potentially 12 hours I'll have to hang around indoors, scared to take trips to the bathroom in case I miss the damn thing arriving. Why on earth can't they be more precise? I mean, they can land a probe on a comet with pinpoint accuracy within a tiny time frame. Why so hard for a simple parcel? That's it. I'm sure we can all relate. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Something New Under the Sun. Historians label epochs of human development by the central material that advanced them from the previous one. Stone Age, Iron Age, Bronze Age, Steel Age, Silicon Age, through the Diamond Age. But sometimes progress ends up in the ditch. In 2337, all fossil fuels were gone, and I mean trees too. A thick layer in the atmosphere made solar less than optimal. People power held everything together. To get goods and products anywhere in the world, it was done with feet and hands. Many feet and many hands. We romantically refer to this age as the Pack Age. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I like birds and bird feeders, so I bought a bird feeder and a freestanding hook to hang it from. Squirrels kept spilling the bird seed all over the ground, so I bought a squirrel-proof bird feeder, and the squirrels still spilled the seed everywhere. I kept buying different bird feeders, and squirrels kept making messes. Package after package arrived, all disappointing. A friend suggested I get a baffle for the hook to keep the squirrels off the pole, and it worked. No more squirrels making a mess, and no more birds, because it's winter, and they've all flown south. Thank you.
And there you have it, another 100 word stories weekly challenge. The topic was package. The next topic, icing on the cake. Schedule is up there in case you want to write it for a year. I think somebody's already written their stories for the year. If it's you, well done. Me, I just do whatever. Usually that's Sunday morning in a panic, which is why I'm going to go for a walk before I actually assemble this, because I haven't written it yet. It might rain. I don't know. I've got a coupon for the grocery store that I force myself to walk to when I can. Although I drive if I have to pick up heavy stuff. They look at me like, oh, you're back. Why are you here every day? Get fresh stuff, which is why I'm also fat. So maybe I should get some fresh stuff that doesn't make me fat. But every time I go, I get something that I shouldn't be buying. It's still nice. Still nice, though. I love the walk. I hate going, getting up and doing the, because I forget my keys. No way, I don't need my keys. I've got the lock with the fingerprint. I forget my headphones. I forget my hat. I forget the coupon. I forget my phone. I forget. Now I got to remember to bring my umbrella and the water bottle on a sling. And maybe I don't want to go on the big walk, because who knows if I have to poop or whatever. I try to poop. Blah, blah, blah. This is what happens when my medication hasn't kicked in quite yet. It's either all or nothing. Anyway, thank you all for listening. When my anxiety leaks through, usually triggered by pain in the tooth, I know not to have Gatorade Zero. I know not to have fat-free yogurt. I know not to have too much salt. I know not to have this, not to have that. And pretty soon I'm left with cottage cheese with dill and onion powder. Anyway, welcome to life. Thank you all for listening, putting up with this crap. As always, keep it brief.